Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And I have a treat for you today, someone who's a treat for me, and who is a living, shining, walking, talking example that miracles happen and dreams do come true, and is giving the greatest possible service, giving his greatest blessings with his life. And I just thank you. I'm a little distracted. I just started getting a call on my cell phone, which I leave here in front of me for time. So if I'm a little tongue-tied, I'm sorry, Eric. Welcome.
Thank you. It's my great pleasure to be on your Miracles Happen program again.
Well, I need to work on my introductions. I seem to always start the show tongue-tied, but I want to say, Eric, you are a world-class musician, a composer, a recording artist, a healer, a workshop leader. I don't even know what else to say about you. There's a lot of things.
Yeah.
But mainly you're a miracle worker, and you live your daily life as a miracle. You're in a wonderful, loving, fabulous relationship. You're giving your best gifts to the world. You're creating, and you're full of inspiration and joy and satisfaction and fulfillment, and you live in a beautiful home, and you travel the world, and you're free. And there's just no greater example that you can give for the upliftment and enlightenment of everyone. And I just thank you for being that and shining that.
Well, thank you. You know, you sort of have to live what you share, and so I'm really grateful. And it took a long time, and we can always be wherever we are. You know, we don't have to have the perfect home, the perfect relationship, everything to shift and make a huge difference. We can do it right where we are, right in the moment, because that's where we are, and that's where everything that we see in our life we create. And so you look
out. But we aren't always thrilled by that, are we?
Yeah. Well, if you look out and if you don't like the movie that's playing, you can change it. You know, you can write a new script, and that is what is so wonderful. I just got back from Brazil, and, you know, I gave some abundance workshops there, and I'm about to give a number of abundance workshops in Europe coming up. I've done it for years. It's one of my favorite subjects. But in these times of change, manifesting is just more important and more powerful than ever. And because, well, really of the nature of reality, and that is that we create everything that we see. One of my favorite stories, have I shared this before, from the movie Showboat on your show?
It doesn't matter. Everything
okay.
That comes out of your mouth is a gift, Eric, and I await eagerly what you have to give, and I often spend a lot of my time writing it down while you're
okay.
Speaking.
Well, something. This is one example that I just love. It's from the movie Showboat. The 30s version, which is my favorite. I always know the end, and I always think, well, I'm not going to cry because I know the end, and I always cry. I love the music. I guess that really helps too. But they have one scene in it that is so powerful. They have these two cowboy miners are seeing the first film. They have never seen a film before. It's a silent film, and the villain has tied the heroine to the railroad tracks, and the train is coming, and she's going, save me, save me. And the villain is going, yeah, and the two Westerners go, what? This is terrible. And so they take out their guns, and they shoot the movie screen. The bullet holes go right into the screen, and then they show the expression on these faces, because the villain keeps going, yeah, and it didn't do anything. And instead, and you see, that's just what our life is like. We need to, everything is like a movie. Everything out there. Anytime we point out there, it's only out there and it's only a movie. I was, one of my favorite people is David Icke, and I was just watching one of his DVDs, and he had another example. He says we're yelling at the movie theater, at the screen, you know, yelling at the movie, and he talks about combing, where you're in front of a mirror, and if you comb the mirror, your hair doesn't get combed. You have to comb your hair.
I know, but so, let's just back up for a sec. Eric, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just really would like to be one of those cowboys with the gun sometimes, you know? It's like, it's sometimes, like, I'll watch a movie and I go, if they do that one more time, I'm going to have to step in, you know? But also, I want to say that I've had the experience of watching a movie and actually changing it right then.
Yeah.
I remember,
but you know how you change the movie? It's by changing what's inside you.
Yes, I do.
When you change inside
that.
You immediately, then the movie can change. It can be that instantaneous, and that's when we say about manifesting in these times of change. That's what's different now than what used to be before. It's faster. Everything. Is
well, also we're saying we're not accepting what's being said in the media. We're not accepting what's being said by banks. We are accepting what is truly divine and what is really our heritage.
Absolutely.
And our birthright.
You know, in the Depression, and there wasn't any loss, any less food. They had surpluses of food. Everything is here. I heard another example that I hadn't heard before that I absolutely love. You know how you go swimming and you can get in these pools, and sometimes they have like these balls or these floating devices that keep you up, and they're kind of fun.
Yeah.
You can just rest on them and you float all over. We're like that. But if you can, you can push it all the way down with great effort, and then you could even put in a box and have it at the bottom of the pool. But if you let those resistance go, it naturally goes up. And that's how we are. We are these beings that are connected to the cosmos and everything that there is. And naturally, we always go up because we're everything there is. We're unlimited potential. We're part of the all that is. And the only way to see anything that's not perfect and that we don't like is by pushing us down, way down, and very powerfully, you know, putting a box over us.
That takes a lot of energy, too.
And it takes a lot of energy. And there's a lot of energy out there right now to do that. But if we don't buy into it and we connect with who we really are, well, then we change everything around us. And if many people do that, you know the old song from Snoopy, if just one person believes in you deep enough, and then if two people, why not three, and if three people, why not four, and more, until finally if everyone believes in you, well then you can believe in you too. So if everyone does it, then the whole collective changes. So it's real important now for each one of us to be the master. The master of prosperity, the master of abundance, because it puts a big thing out there into the collective, that the movie, it's only a movie. Last time I was on your program, we talked about the Matrix, and this Matrix is just composed of belief systems, and we can change them.
You know, one of the ways to let go of a thought that isn't true is that, you know, if you see something in the media, and I was just while you were speaking, I was thinking, I was thinking about how people and the stock market and things like that manipulate things by starting rumors.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking, like, if we're believing a fear thought, if we're believing a thought of lack, if we're believing a thought of, you know, I sort of call it the Osho deer consciousness. Or if we're doing that, we have to ask, who does that thought benefit? Who does that thought benefit? And I think that we're really shifting from a have-have-not consciousness and the greed consciousness, which has been the corporate consciousness, or being willing to do whatever it takes to support the bottom line.
Yeah.
No matter.
Another question you could ask, you know, with who does this benefit is, does this lift me or does this depress me?
Yeah, and if
does this empower me or does this take my power away?
Yes, and it's that thing in the Course in Miracles that says if you're depressed, if you feel guilty, you're listening to the wrong teacher.
Yeah. Right.
So a lot of people feel like it's responsible to listen to the news and protect yourself and invest in the right thing and do, you know, I don't feel like, I don't protect my ass. My ass is so far over the line, Eric.
What do you,
you know,
over
and
the line?
Well, it's not anybody's pictures of security. It's not anybody's pictures of,
yeah,
you know,
what is a picture? What is a picture? You know, the old, see, what we're being bombarded with right now is the reptilian mind. In the brain, there's a section of the brain that's called the reptilian part. It's in all of us, and that's the part that's, you know, fight or flight, fear, and control. And so there's a minority of individuals that are creating this whole scenario that we're in, which is based on the reptilian mind, the reptilian brain, and that is control.
It's sort of to keep people from remembering their God self.
Well, that's a byproduct of it. I mean, and that's part of it because they don't want people to remember. But the main thing is, why do people control? It's because they're afraid inside, and they feel insecure. And by feeling that they control others, then that gives a false security. And that's all it is. That's all it is.
You know, and you know, Eric, you're leading right into this thing that has been coming in my meditations is the only, if I look at deeply into every problem there is on earth, there's only one thing that's the core problem, and that is people forgetting they're one with God and can choose.
Yeah, well, that's,
you know,
the ultimate thing. I got to give a beautiful healing session in Romania the last time I was there. It was after having several days with people. There were hundreds of people. It was just absolutely beautiful. And it was like a real role. And in it, we went, in fact, afterwards I heard that not only were the people there that were there were healed, but that I got emails that even people's families who weren't there were healed. It was just wonderful. And part of what we did, we went into the essence of what needs to be healed that's behind the whole human condition, behind everything. And of course, that's what you're touching on, and that's separation.
Well,
that is the ultimate thing, that we're separate from the God force and the whole reality that we are. When we are connected to that, and another word for that is love, when we're connected with that, then everything is possible. Everything.
Well, Eric, could we do that healing now? Would it be easy to do that healing? Ask everyone to join with us who is listening and who listens to the archives later. And
sure, we can do healing. I can't do exactly what I did there because that
goes
up with music and the whole energy. But we can do what's perfect and right for us in the moment right now, of course. So right now, yeah. So right now, everyone just watch your breath. Just breathe in your heart. Breathe out your heart as if it has a nose, because this is the magic place. It's the place where we can access. And we have the right brain and the left brain, and the right brain is what accesses all the intuitive, wonderful things, and the left brain gives structure, and we have to have structure. And by going in the heart, we create a triangle, a pyramid. Everything in this earth is based on three. Love, wisdom, and power, red, yellow, blue, all the different things. So the heart, and now just feel the right brain and the left brain. We're going to breathe in the heart. bottomed out the heart as if there's a nose, and the heart accesses this magic part of us that takes us to the right place at the right time. It's really good to meditate on the heart every day, because then it's just like storing a battery, and this is the battery that creates the magic. So in the heart, doubt the heart. So we'll just do tiny, just building up to, so we have energy for the magic. And now breathe in the heart, then out the throat. And in the throat, out the throat, in the throat, out the third eye, in the third eye, out the third eye, in the third eye, out the crown, in the crown chakra at the top of the head. And now breathe out into a beautiful golden sphere of light above your head. And imagine that it's filled with angels, and we're making a circle with these angels, and we move through the inner planes, because everything is created from within. Outside is only a movie, as we said, and where we change is inside. And of course we can just change in a moment, but when we give this extra time to go deeper and deeper by going into the inner planes, this is where we create from, then we give it even more power. So we travel with the angels through the inner planes, through the realms of light, through the realms of sound, until we come to a beautiful temple of the angels. And as we come to this place, we feel it's very familiar, like we've been here before in our dreams between lives. We, with the angels, we come down into this place, and then we're greeted by a beautiful angel guide that takes us to a special room, go through corridors until we come to this room. And here in this room, we're surrounded with many angels that are just pouring their hands out towards us. And coming from their hands is light. And this light is giving us the prosperity, giving us mastery, giving us healing. And feel that there are three angels right around you, one in front, one behind you on your right, one behind on your left, all their hands just pointed towards you. And see the angel. We're just doing a little preparation before we go into the separation, because that's such a big thing, you can't go right into it. So feel that the angels are preparing us. And the angel right in front.
The part that keeps wanting to say, no, no, it's them doing this.
yeah. So see this, imagine now that these three angels are blessing us. We'll go fast, but one way that really helps to shift from that is we're going to call in a being from Sirius. Before, when I've been on your show, we've talked about the energies that are coming from Sirius and the Pleiades, the Great Bear, and the power of evolutionary change. Right now, feel that there's a being coming from Sirius. And the energy from Sirius is giving a tremendous energy on the Earth for letting go. Anything in this time period leading up to 2012 and beyond, if we're holding on, if we're attached to anything, then the energy of Sirius is going to come in to have us let go. So if we do it ahead of time, it becomes much easier. So right now, imagine that you have a point of light at your third eye, a point of light above your right eye, and a point above a light above your left eye. It's making a triangle. And you see these three points connected. Third eye, point above right eye, point above left eye. And this triangle is so powerful, you can use it over and over whenever you want to concentrate your energies to give more power, to give more focus, to anything. It's wonderful to do. So now imagine that this triangle is turning to blue, because blue is the color of Sirius. And that this great master from Sirius is energizing each one of us that's listening to this. And now feel the, imagine that you're looking from the center of your head between your pineal and pituitary gland, this magic point in the center of the head, through this triangle, and you're looking out. And anything now you place there, you can let go of. So right now, we can let go, first of all, anything that we're attached to, a pet, a person, anything that would be, that's standing in the way of our being free, that we're attached to. This comes from beliefs. You know, this can be about prosperity. I've been really looking at the beliefs. If there's something in your life, well, we created at some point. What belief system would create what's in our life right now? And I noticed one belief with me was the belief that, others deserve something more than me, or I wasn't prepared enough, I hadn't done enough. And so I let that come up and look at it. And then you just see this blue light just dissolving it. And then you just put out, like with a new affirmation that you just trust. Like if whatever you're attached to, you just say, I trust God. I trust the angels. I trust universal intelligence. I trust the force of the universe that's behind everything. I trust the all that is that gave me life, that gave me breath. And with that trust, you just you just feel that you don't have to be in charge of it. You don't have to be in control of it. That you just completely let go. You've let it go. You've surrendered. And now the higher force can work through it. So you can still be, if it's a loved one, you can still be with that person, but you're not attached to them. You're not putting your feelers, you're not trying to control them. Or if it's some event, some belief, you just let it go. And you can replace it with like an affirmation, like the example I was giving earlier. The example that I have that worked for me is, now is my time. And if you like this, you can use this. Now is my time. Now is your time to be all that you can be. Now is your time to have abundance. Now is your time to have joy. Now is your time to heal. Now is your time to be the light that you volunteered to be before you came on this earth. Now is your time. So to yourself, to say, now is my time. Now is my time. And now in this time, let's go even deeper and go right into the center of the heart, feeling the heart, and feel all these angels, all the masters, and we call on all the healing angels, all the great healing masters that have ever been, and we'll go right into what Iris asked for. We'll go into that belief of separation that we first had when we first came to this earth, or could have been on another star system before we came here, whenever it was, where we felt separate, that we were no longer connected. And just feel this blue energy just dissolving it. And feel now just the power of God, which is love and absolute trust and faith, moving through this. Now I'm going to just, when I give healing sessions, I make funny sounds. These sounds, when energy isn't moving right, it's like it gets blocked. First it's in the thoughts, then it comes to feelings, and eventually it even comes into the body and creates pain, and it's like a block. I make sounds which go through these hard parts until it moves it up. So I'm going to do that for everyone right now. So I won't talk for a minute, and just imagine that if you hear any of these sounds, that they're just breaking up any resistance, so that everything inside can just flow and you can be one with all that you are. Okay, so I hope you're all still with me. Iris, are you feeling the energy?
Yes, yes, and really consciously letting go, too.
Fantastic. So now just feel the, I know this is dangerous to do on the radio, not to have something happening in every moment. So now just feel the light. Just imagine now that you're connecting with the your soul. Each one of us has this part of us that's bigger than who we are. We're just wearing a costume in this life with this personality. You know, I just told you, I was just listening to David Icke, and his expression of it is that if someone went to the moon in a spacesuit and then all of a sudden started to say, hey, I'm the spacesuit, they would think that the fellow was crazy. Well, we're doing the same thing when we think that we're a mother, we're the professional, we're the costume, we're this life, because it's
we're
only,
the body.
Yeah, we're the body. We're the body. We're not the body. That's only a vehicle that infinite intelligence has gone into for an experience. So what we want to do, what we can choose to do now, is to go beyond that and to go into the all that is. And each one of us has like a soul and spirit that works through it that is connected as if everything were water and we're just a drop of water. But the drop of water is the same as the ocean. So now we just feel that we're where you are. Just imagine that you're connecting now with this bigger part of you. You've let go, and now you're allowing all that you are come into you. Okay, now it helps when I have my music playing and you have music to help move your feelings. And we are so powerful we don't even need music. And one of the greatest things is silence. And but you'll have to forgive me, as I know we're on a radio show. We can't just go into the silence, or like we just had an interruption wondering if everything is okay. But on your own, go into the silence. Go outside. If you have no place to go, go in the men's room or the ladies' room and just sit in silence, or stop when your car at a park before you go home. But take time to be in, and then if you can, be in nature, be outside, and take the time to be in the silence. And that's where everything, all the changes, all the shifts that are coming at this time are coming to us through the silence. And if we're too busy, then we can't recognize it, or we block it from coming in to the best way it can be. So now the most powerful thing is what we're doing. You connect with the all that you are, with the God part of you. And then with that God part of you, you come back and you can use that in everything. So let's just bring that God part of us back down into us. Imagine now that that this beautiful being is touching us on our third eye. And we look around and we're in this room again. We see all the angels around us. And they're all giving us so much love. And no matter what we felt, we've all been touched. One part of us is touched no matter what. And we come now, the guide motions before us, the same guide that brought us. And we follow this guide out, bowing to all these great masters of healing and angels that have been with us. We follow the guide back to the courtyard where the travel angels are with us. And we lift up. We see the temple getting smaller and smaller below us. And we go through these realms of light on the inner planes till once again we come over the earth. We come right over, like we're all in different places. We come right over the earth and we come right over where we live. And we come right back into that beautiful golden sphere that's above our head. And we breathe in it. And breathe out the crown at the top of your head. Breathe in the crown at the top of your head. Breathe out your third eye. Breathe in your third eye. Breathe out your throat. Breathe in your throat. And again, breathe out the heart. One more time in the heart. And then breathe out the heart. And now that we're connected, then you can use all the wonderful tools, all the practical, incredible, wonderful, magical ways of working with the heart, working with the mind that we know, and they'll have more power. They'll have more power because you aren't going to be doing with it just from your personality. You'll be doing it with accessing this bigger part of you that is the real you. Iris, you're speechless.
I am sorry. I totally did the process. I use all of this myself, and I use the tools with devotion, with devout obedience and dedication, commitment, and discipline.
Commitment is really a big word. I was, I have another person who, Robert Stevenson, who gives real wonderful ideas on prosperity, and one of his big things is commitment. When you're really, the universe can't really help you unless you're committed. If you feel that you're not committed and you just kind of go away from it, the universe really can recognize that, because what the universe is recognizing, of course, is our subconscious. If we're not these bodies, what are we? We're consciousness. We are our thoughts and our feelings. And it's our thoughts and our feelings that creates the movie that's out there. And with our thoughts and feelings, every thought, every feeling we have creates our subconscious. And our subconscious creates them, then that's what turns into this holographic computer that we are that moves around through the universe. So with this subconscious, it reads what we're programming it. And if we aren't committed, it reads that. So when you really say, I am committed, the universe reads that. The subconscious reads it. And then your whole life changes if you haven't committed when you commit. So you can say, I am committed to prosperity. I am committed to being a master in these times of change. I am committed. And the very nature of saying you're committed shifts everything within you. So if you haven't, I invite you right now to say, I am committed.
I am committed.
Great. Fantastic. Yeah, I am too.
I am committed. Eric, I am committed to everyone being totally ascended and free.
Great. And, of course, you're not the only one. So
I know.
So then there's, with everyone, with all the people that are committed, all the souls that are committed, well then, you know, that allows everything to happen. And you know, there's room for everything in the all that is and all of that. When we say committed to everyone to be free, well, freedom can take different forms for different people, you know, and in that freedom, we can be anything. You know, so it isn't that we're just saying, yeah, I'm committed and I have to be this one particular viewpoint or this one way of looking at freedom or this one way of looking, because the universal intelligence is so big, it's room for all of us, for each one of us to be exactly what's perfect and right for each of us.
And that doesn't look like what's perfect and right for anyone else.
Correct. So we can't, again, we can't control other people. We don't know the whole picture. We don't know all their past lives. We don't know what's really right for everyone else. But boy, we can sure let go of our attachments and control and just love them and just trust that the universe is working perfectly through them. And then we go back to where we do have the control, and that's in ourselves. And that's and of course, I don't even like the word control there, you know, but watching our thoughts, watching our feelings, and awareness.
Well, you know, having real control is saying, since I am one with God, I choose God's will for my perfect happiness. and then letting go of, you know, the form it takes and just going on an exciting roller coaster ride.
Yeah,
know what
absolutely.
I mean?
Yeah, because for sure, our universe, our soul can see the whole big picture, which can be much better and vaster and more beautiful than what our limited personality that has been in all these boxes could possibly envision. So we can start out with what we know, what we have, and kind of steer the direction, but always know that there's something bigger and even grander than whatever it is that we're all picturing.
May all your dreams come true and be 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. That
right.
is, you know, Eric, I've had this experience over and over. Like, I especially would have this experience with my husband where I would sort of, I would be, you know, waiting for him to come home and not waiting, but, you know, doing what I needed to do and looking
sure.
forward to him coming home and
having your awareness
and,
there.
Right.
Yeah.
And my ego would start saying things like, oh, he won't feel like doing anything when he gets home, or, you know, kind of preparing me for disappointment somehow. And then he would show up and he was all shining and happy to see me and loving me and being fun, and he was always 1,000 times better than I was expecting, and 1,000 times better than the heroes in the romance novels. And
wow, so it's great that you have that affirmation that things are even better than what you put out. So you created
yeah.
that.
and also I have seen that in my life, my work has been on my cup to hold it in. Like when I met my husband when I was 17, I was given an ocean of love and I had a little Dixie cup with a hole in it to hold it in. And so I got busy working on my cup till it became a chalice. And I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, we can create more room, a bigger challenge for everything to flow in.
Yes, and so it's so much that it overflows to the whole world. Do you remember that Sherwin Williams sign? It was near San Francisco, and it was a great big globe.
No,
I
never really lived in San Francisco, so.
Well, this paint can would spill over the globe and just cover the globe with rainbow colors. And
oh,
I was a child, and it was so magical to see that. And I think that we can become that chalice that accepts so much good from the source of good that it spills over and covers the earth. And in a sense, that's what I feel like you are doing.
Yeah.
Do you see
well,
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I'm really
and that
really
is
grateful.
The job.
Yeah, and we can all do it in wherever we are, and I love doing it. Particularly, you know, I go to some of these other countries and get to share and get to move and I get to meet a lot of people. I don't know who all is listening and everything you're going through, but some people I meet, you know, when like today's subject is prosperity, abundance, and the manifesting in these times of change. And I meet some people and I can feel all the chakras all closed and all the you know, it's just so tight, and I go inside and I see eyes of the people and they're just so beautiful and it's just, you know, it's just so sad for me to feel how blocked it is. And so I just go in like a bulldozer doing this fast as I can to move the energies and allow things to help be free. You know, none of us can really be saved by anyone else because we're our own consciousness. We are our thoughts and feelings, and we all lift each other up. And we can have moments, you know, where we lift others and others lift us up. So because we're all in this together, and so then we can have moments where we are helped, and so then then I can do this and you can do this with the people in your life. So we can lift each other up, and we can take these spaces that are so caught. So the number one thing is to, you know, not buy into fear. There's so much fear on this planet right now, and just don't take it in. When you see anything out there, just as we said before, no, it is a movie. It's only a movie. And so the first thing is to not react to the movie. And I think I have shared this, Iris, you probably remember, where I say, if you see something, you just say, wow, and you bring your hand in front of you, and you say, thank you. And then you don't react, and you don't take it in. Because if you react, that fear can go right into your kidneys, and it sticks there, and then it stays there, and kind of creates, and the more another fear thoughts, then it gets bigger, and then you have this block that's around you. So number one, we don't want to get any new blocks. And then two, we can kind of release those blocks, and then we can use our thoughts and our feelings like a joyful creative master to create an image what we would like.
You know, I think we can talk to ourselves like our parents used to talk to us, too, because I remember when I was a little kid, you know, I'd get real scared at the movies. My dad would go, he'd hold my hand, he'd go, it's just a movie, it's just a movie. This isn't really happening, it's just a movie. And I think that you can actually change it real quickly and easily by doing that.
Sure. So
just
that's a good
saying to yourself,
say,
it's just a movie.
It's just a movie. And then as I shared before, I love this new mantra that affirmation I came up with now. Now is my time.
Now is my time.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
And when you say now is my time, I mean it just brings everything into the present. If now is your time, you're prepared. If now is your time, you have all the resources. If now is your time, everything is there. Everything that is required in this moment of now, right now. So you just say, now is my time.
Now is my time. Well, you can just feel that, like champagne bubbles coming up in your chest when you say that.
Yeah, I just love it. Now is my time.
yes, and I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I think it's really important to remember that it's okay to be a have and not a have-not in whatever economy.
Okay.
And that when you live...
That's important. It's real important. Because the more, if you have not, then you can't help other people very well. If you are a haver, then you can share. And we want to share from overflow. So it's real important now. It's more important than ever.
It is more important than ever. And it's important to remember, as I am lifted up, so is all life lifted up with me. And, you know, you're reminding me of this, I think Joel Goldsmith said this, or Neville, one of the truly great teachers of manifestation said this, that, you can't really be helpful to people by teaching. You can only teach by demonstrating that which you know. If you are demonstrating it, then you know it, and then you can be truly helpful.
Yeah, right. And we kind of mentioned that at the beginning of the program, too. Yeah, that's for sure. And how do you know something? You know it because you've tried it. So here are various tools. You try the tool, and you keep trying it, and if it works, well, then you know. They have the example, if someone has been to, we're most of us listening to this program in America. Well, if we've traveled to Europe, well, then we've been to Europe, we felt what Europe is like, and we come back here. Then if someone tells us that Europe doesn't exist, you know, it doesn't make a difference what they say. We've been there. We know it exists. So the same thing, once we know something, it doesn't make any difference what is out there in the movie. Makes no difference. We know it's real because we've been there. So there are a couple things that I'd really love to share for people if they're just listening only once for these times that we're in. You know, I've talked about the magic book many times, and And if people don't know about that, that's really a powerful thing to do. And that's where you write, you have a notebook. Writing is so powerful for manifesting. And by writing down, it takes it out of the wishful thinking into the beginning of manifesting. So write, you can get a notebook, which we call the magic book, and you can write with the three P's, positive tense, present, and personal. And then what you're doing is you're writing for the subconscious, just like the little girl that you were talking about at the movies, and your father would say over and over, it's just a movie, it's just a movie. Our subconscious, which creates our reality, likes repetition. And what it hears the most, that become that, whether we say it ourselves or whether we hear other people say it, that's what programs that subconscious. So we can do a lot of repetition to kind of really get it in there. And we can say it, of course, out loud and watch our words. And a real powerful way is writing. So you can write with these three P's. The subconscious recognizes only the present tense. So you don't write in the future. You write like now. It's already happened. And personal, me, my. It doesn't recognize out there. And, you know, the when you, my is the opposite of I am. And there's a power of I am. So I am I. And so it has the I am in it. Consciousness when you make it personal. And then
when you say my or mine?
Yeah, yeah. So my is the same, like, you know, I am faith, I am. They always say that when you say I am, whatever you say after that, it becomes very powerful. But my is just the reverse of I am. So you're actually bringing in the I am when you say my. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. So it's powerful, too, because, you know, well, this is from Robert Stevenson. He has a whole lot on this. And if you say the money, it has a certain energy. But if you say my money, it has another energy. If you say
yes,
the
it
one,
does.
If you, like, you know, you could say the husband is quite different than my husband.
Woohoo!
So the subconscious really recognizes that the personal. I mean, that's why it's so powerful. And then the other one is positive. If you say, I do not smoke, the subconscious will take out the not. So that's why it's not the best choice of words to be anti-war. It's better to be pro-peace. Because the subconscious just takes out the negative and builds it in. So write with these things. And you can write like, wow, everything is working in my life. My thoughts and feelings create my reality. I am responsible for my life. I don't care what any movie is out there. I don't care what, I'm just impervious to it. I am always in my own space. I am in the world, but not of it. I am feeling so fantastic. I have all the money that I require and more. I am a money magnet. Money just comes to me. Whatever I need money for, there it is. I am a source of abundance. I am a source of manifestation. I give from overflow to all those in my world. I am a master. God works through me. I connect with the light. I connect with the divine, and the divine flows through me to bless everyone. So you can write like this, and then it just changes your whole reality. And especially if you write every night before you go to bed, that kind of sets the scene before you sleep. And you can constantly refine anything that happened during the day that you didn't like. You can write it in your magic book and just have it be positive. Maybe you got a bill and you didn't know how you were going to pay it. You write, wow, and I got the bill with the and I have the exact amount of money to pay for it. Thank you, God. You know, you got an email you didn't like and you say, wow, I got this email that I just loved. You rewrite it. You write it so that it makes your heart sing. Anything
or, you know,
like
I got an I got an email that I didn't like, and I sent back love, and this person and I are now really good friends, you know?
Yeah, that's so great. And you can kind of feel it before, you know. I remember I shared the last time I was on your show about the releasing from the Matrix, and before I had released all these points, you know, I could... You know, I'd feel something, and even before I could do my wow or whatever, kind of, you know, it would go in. And then afterwards, I had released all the points. I remember getting the email, and I could feel all the energy in the email, you know, without reading it. I knew it was there. And I was just inside my bubble, and I could just feel the energy out there. And then I read it, and, you know, I knew what it was before I read it. And just, and then, again, the same thing. I shifted it all around, you know, and thought, wow, life is a game. You know, it's, we're masters. We're masters of joy and prosperity. We came here to create what brings us joy. We're masters of creation. And so we can look at all these things like a big game. How can I shift this? What is the most effective way for me to shift this? Okay, I'll write all this. Boom, it's positive, wonderful. You shift it around. You can do it that way. You can send it love like you just said. You can say, I give you my love. I give you my heart. And you just, boom, you just bombard it with love from your heart. You go up to the inner planes with the angels and say, angels, you can write poetry. Angels, 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 come to me. Angels, angels, make me free. You can just do any little rhymey thing that kind of brings it. You can play music and you can prance around the house, you know, with your music and saying affirmations. And you can change everything. And you can just look at it like a game. What can I do to change this? If there's anything out, if you love everything, then wonderful. You just sit back and say, oh, I enjoy it all. Thank you, God. And if there's anything you don't like, you say, wow, life is a game and I'm going to change it and make it, and let me see how I can change it and how I can have it be fun for me and fun for everyone else.
Well, also, wow. I get tongue-tied around you a lot.
I'm talking too much. Sorry.
No, it's not you're talking too much. It's that I get so inspired and so uplifted, and I feel like I want to put more in this hour, and, you know, I want to give people everything that you have available, Eric. It's so wonderful. I sort of lost my place there. It'll come to me, and I hope by the end of the show, because we only have, you know, just a few more minutes, but I wanted to be sure people know how they can reach you.
Sure. So you can go to my website, which is www.ericberglund.com, and I'm Norwegian, so my background. So Eric is spelled with a K, E-R-I-K. And then Berglund is B-E-R-G-L-U-N-D. And if you forget, I'm pretty easy to find. We didn't talk about it, but I create a lot of music, angel music. So all you have to, if you just forget even my name, all you have to do is Google Angel Harp, and I come right up because I play the harp.
Let me ask
and
you
I
this.
Play angel music. What?
Let me ask you this. I know you're going to put this program on your website.
Okay.
And I wondered if you could have your web person do another track so your beautiful music can be behind the whole show very softly, and then while we're doing the process that was so important, would be to have the music turned up, and could we possibly put that on the archives of this show too? Do you think
okay,
we could get that done?
I'll ask my web person if he's able to do that. I can't speak for him, and he may be able to do that. And even if he doesn't, you can, anyone who's, so we'll see if that can be in there. And if it's not, what you can always do is you can get one of my CDs, maybe you already have one, and you can play it in the background if it's not at the same time, and then you have it. The piece of music that I always use whenever I lead meditations is Angel Healing. So, of course, they're all wonderful and everything is great. But just so you know, if you want to have a good meditation background, it's a whole hour. So if you yourself lead meditations, that's a great CD to play behind. And all my CDs carry certain frequencies that come along with the music. So to help you go to the spaces that you'd like to go to.
And I very, very, very much recommend your CDs, Creating Paradise and Creating, is it Creating Abundance or is it Creating
Well,
Prosperity?
I have all three of them. Creating Abundance I had run out. I sold out. And so now I've just remastered it with more frequencies and made it, it's just, you know, more incredible than ever. It's like a whole new thing. And it's just actually coming out this week in Europe. And so I'll get them pretty soon here, and it's, so it's coming out. The newer CDs actually carry such frequencies that my engineer says that you, if you have a part of you that needs to be healed, you can actually take the CD and place it on wherever it is that you have pain in your body.
Oh, that's so wonderful. You're so wonderful.
I'm grateful for the people I get to work with.
Yeah, well, you're looking in the mirror, and you're not combing your hair in the mirror. Oh, Eric, that wonderful laugh. Will you come back soon? I feel like you just have so much to give. We can hardly just squash it in. I just want to pet it together and shake it up, and truly it overflows. It overflows. I just thank you for the goodness that comes through you. And I thank everyone that's been listening. And to everyone, may all your dreams come true and be 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Please come back soon, Eric.
Thank you. And to everyone that's listening, I give you my love. I give you my heart. And I receive your love and receive your heart. Many,
thank
many
you.
Blessings.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep shining until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again. I love you. And this is my wish for you, that all your dreams come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Ah, men, ah, women, ah, children, and yeehaw!